This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Speculation had swirled for months about where Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel would be selected in the 2014 NFL Draft, and for what must have seemed an interminable stretch for the young man who calls himself Johnny Football, that speculation continued for a couple of hours after the first round began on Thursday night. Manziel was expected to go in the top five. He was selected at 22 by Cleveland. Here to comment on the new home of Johnny Football, trademark applied for, is CBS Sports national columnist Greg Doyle. Greg, welcome back.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing okay, but how's Johnny Manziel doing, and is Cleveland a good home for him?
Well, I don't know if Cleveland's a good home for anybody in football. I'm not sure they have a good football franchise at all, but you know, that they will give him a lot of chances to play, and that's what he needs. The problem is, as a quarterback, you're really only as good as the people around you, and they don't have anybody around them. I wish he would have gone somewhere else, honestly, and I live in Ohio, so I get to see him now. That's fun for me, but I think he should have gone to the Texans one overall.
How long will it take Johnny Manziel to establish himself as a successful NFL quarterback? In other words, how long before we know whether this pick was a good pick?
I think we'll know within the first six or eight games. I mean, because he's got all the skill in the world. The question is, does his size, does his style translate to the NFL? The question is not, can he get better? Can his throws be better? Can he be more athletic? Either his incredible athleticism and enthusiasm and guts, that will work in the NFL, or that'll get his block knocked off. We'll find out pretty quick.
Houston, which some had thought would take Johnny Manziel with their number one pick, instead went with South Carolina defensive lineman Jadeveon Clowney. Good choice for the Texans, and how soon do we know about that?
You know, if he does one of those lightning bolt games, I mean, he's a guy that could get four sacks in his first game. We can know right off the bat, okay, this is going to work out. But that's a scary pick. He had the worst season of anybody in the first round. Three sacks in 12, 13 games for a freak athlete, that is the worst production of anybody in the draft. Therefore, I don't like it.
Why did so many teams pass on Johnny Manziel?
Because NFL teams are stupid. Look at Jacksonville. I mean, there's a reason Jacksonville is Jacksonville. You know, the Jaguars are the Jaguars because they need a quarterback and they pick Blake Bortles. You don't know who Blake Bortles is. I don't know who he is. Allegedly, he played at Central Florida this year. I'm not sure about that. No one ever saw him. You know, I don't know. It's like Jacksonville couldn't get Tebow, so they got the next best thing 5 years later. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the Texans are doing either. I mean, they've got a great defensive end already, J.J. Watt. Clowney's great. True. But Manziel's magical, and he's magical from right up the road, and I just don't know what they're doing.
What other first-round picks are especially worthy of our attention?
Anthony Barr, number nine for the Vikings. I think he might end up being the best player in this draft. He went under the radar. There's a lot of defensive players at his position. Got a lot more attention, but I think he might be the best guy in here.
This year, the draft changed to a Thursday, Friday, Saturday format. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell recently said that next year's draft might be extended into Sunday. I'm sorry, I can't say that without smiling. Is there no limit to the entertainment potential of a bunch of NFL executives sitting around selecting players out of college?
You know what? What Goodell's missing on, I think, is that we care about the first round, the first day, and I guess we'll care about the second day a little bit. By the third day, we're not interested. By the fourth day, are you kidding me? I don't know what the ratings will be for that. If you're watching the fourth day of the NFL draft, you need a life. And I know there's a lot of people that will watch it. There's a lot of people in this country that need lives, and a lot of them are running the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I won't be watching that thing.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBS Sports, and he did not dodge when we asked him to discuss the NFL draft. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.